Good morning. Welcome to your daily inspirational. Hope you'll be blessed this morning as you listen to the thoughts from the Word of God, and may you meditate upon them and just take it for your own personal need and growth. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. May you honor Him with all your heart, love Him with all your soul, and follow Him with all your might. Or He'll never lead you in a path of darkness. He'll always be a path of light. The true and living way. God is seeking those that call upon Him. He is causing the earth to tremble, and yet His kingdom stands. And we would like to take a few thoughts from Philippians 4. This morning, we are starting in verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown. Here, these brethren are addressed by Paul as dearly beloved and longed for. They're part of his joy and also part of his crown. And hopefully you have a brotherhood that you can feel that towards. They're loved and longed for. It's joyous to be around them. And hopefully you've sown a few seeds amongst them to put on your crown. He says, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. And he also, in verse 2, tells them to be of the same mind. Don't be split-answered on questions that people ask. Have similar answers. I entreat you also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel. And that's something maybe we don't face quite as harshly here, but a lot of worlds where the Christians are, the women that are Christians, trying to serve with all they have so very little. And he's telling the brethren to make sure they're taken care of, because they are fellow laborers, and their names are also in the Book of Life. And this next verse is very, very popular. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. There's even a song we sing about that. You know, I want to give a charge here to you if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, a follower of the Holy Savior. There's times that things don't go exactly how we plan them. And there's things break down, and you wonder what good was that, or maybe you made a, you know, you were doing something and you ruined a high dollar piece that it was just ignorance, maybe, or stupidity, that or like just not paying attention and caused to be quite costly. And then as you look back on it, and you were wondering what could that been for. You know, surely he knew that there was, you know, you were going to forget. Why didn't you be reminded? And as there's an opportunity in all these things that, let's say you had to run and get a new part. Typically, you're going to meet someone. You're going to meet somebody that across the counter that's going to help you get your part, maybe a cashier. And if you're all gloom and doom because you broke something that you didn't feel like breaking and cost you maybe a half a day's labor and time and just negativity was going on in your head, you're not going to be helping anyone during this time. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is a trial in our life. This is a time of testing, and there's a victory to be had. You can explain maybe to the cashier what all was going on, and maybe say, you know, I think this might be something that God wanted me to cross by your path today, and how are you doing? Rejoice in the Lord. That doesn't mean you're always hallelujah, you know, and all that. But being real, that God is divine and He's sovereign, and He has this desire for you to spread the seeds of a word of God around, and maybe even in the times of trouble, explain the trouble you're going through, but how God is still sufficient in your life. And next verse says something like unto that. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Moderation here is basically Christian conduct. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And, you know, as I get older, I believe I have some more victory in that. Spending some time in some mission fields already, well, you know, you get a flat tire and you don't know what to do, and suddenly there's helpers all around you. And one day, probably twice, that happened to me, and almost didn't have to get my fingers dirty. Everybody helped me. And, you know, we had some Bibles in the car and shared some of them and just made it an event of a usefulness instead of looking at it as a hindrance. Do that in America. If something is holding us back away from our normal duty, and take time, rejoice in the Lord always. Let your moderation be known to all men, for the Lord is at hand. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Then he said, finally, my brethren, whatever things are true and honest, just, whatsoever things are pure and lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. May the Lord help us to be fruitful in our hearts, that we may be minded upon those things that are true and lovely, good report, and positive. There are things that cause us to walk in the joy of the Lord. And the opposite is thinking things are negative and untrue and unlovely. Things are not pure. And it's for sure you'll have a bad day if that's how you think. Some people are naturally negative thinkers, and the Lord help us there. It is not going to be okay day by day thinking that way. Think on things that are lovely and be thankful. Be thankful, for the Lord is at hand. And I want to encourage you to just consider these words this morning, and as your day goes, as you're in the winter here and things normally don't go like they do in this warm temperatures, but the Lord is at hand. That is comforting words. The Lord is at hand. May God bless your day.